Welcome everybody to MacroOff Podcast. This is Chris D. As always, this week I want to talk about cryptocurrency. I know. Everybody in the MacroOps community is probably just bursting with energy and optimism of the cryptocurrency space. I get it. Nobody really cares. But I do want to get into it, and I want to offer some perspective here. First of all, I will acknowledge that I want to throw the information out here is that I am a trader. That is, I buy and sell for a living. That's my job. And the best market for the past 2 years or so to trade as a trader, minus the last probably 6 to 12 months, has been in the cryptocurrency space. And what I'm talking about is the ability to look at, analyze, and trade based off of a subjective set of rules that is very predictable and repeatable. Predictable in that a trade is in the cards, and repeatable in that you can identify those setups over and over. And you can create a system around it. The cryptocurrency market is not a market full of algorithms and hedge funds and sovereign wealth funds and every trader in the world competing for price action. Crypto is a much smaller asset class. The entire asset class is substantially smaller than the typical trading tools out there. As well, it's fairly unregulated. So there are a lot of things that happen in crypto that you don't actually get in other markets. First, one thing that's most notable is that it trades 24/7, 365. Spot does, at least. So if you want to, for example, today's Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. East Coast time, whereas the futures and currencies and equity markets are all closed, the cryptocurrency market has been going strong all weekend long. Currently, Bitcoin's up 10% from yesterday. So there's an interesting way to look at this. It happens a lot more. It happens 24/7, 365. It doesn't comply to normal business trading hours. It also is sensitive to global economic and global politics in a different way than, let's say, gold or the 10-year or the S&P might respond. This responds differently. A lot of times when there's Chinese or Korean or Japanese, because those are the most prominent ones of the last few years, regulation, it has an effect in the crypto market. Sometimes when they restrict deposits or withdrawals from mainland China, you tend to see a spike in Bitcoin. It is interesting to see how that plays out. So when you start thinking as a global macro investor trader, then you start and you see these things playing out. Whereas if tariffs are happening, or if there's nuclear discussion or financial regulations in a country, oftentimes you'll see an appreciation in price in the cryptocurrency market. So though you may be looking to go short copper on a trade deal, no trade deal or something between the US and China, you kind of have to wait for those markets to be open, and you have to wait for that exact moment to happen. But when you're actually starting to see appreciation in Bitcoin, when at the beginning of April, when this tariff stuff really started to kick off, that's an indication that maybe something's happening in China and they're starting to move capital here. Who knows? But as a global macro investor trader, this is a new tool that gives you a completely different aspect of access. If you look back to to compare what the potential of this asset class might be, is looking back in the 70s and 80s in the derivatives market and the commodities. You know, in the 70s, that was where the young young whippersnappers were chasing their alpha. And in the late 90s, it was tech stocks, which are now the largest companies in the entire world. At that point in time, in the late 90s specifically, because I was trading then, I remember being a, you know, tech stock trader, listening to all the old Wall Street seasoned vets talking about, oh, you know, it's a bubble, it's a farce, it's fake, it's never going to amount to anything, it's not important, don't trade that, focus on big caps, focus on GE, focus on Kodak, focus on all these, you know, old standard businesses that will last you a lifetime. Fast forward to, you know, now, and you have Apple and you have Amazon, you have Google and Microsoft, the largest companies in the world. There was two companies with $1 trillion market caps in 2018. That's the first time ever. And they were both technology stocks. So all I'm saying here is that cryptocurrency is a new potential paradigm shift of tradable asset classes. If you look at in the 70s, we had the, you know, commodities and derivatives really kick up into the 80s, which, you know, portfolio insurance and all that had its day. Into the 90s, we had tech stocks, which is currently having its day. And, you know, all of that, it just rhymes. Cryptocurrency, maybe not all, you know, thousands of them that are out there, maybe only a handful, maybe one, maybe there is a currency that becomes part of the, you know, trading in the global space. Who knows? Maybe they become just derivatives. Maybe they become a separate market. But understanding that this is a way to play in the big caps, is a way to play China tariffs or global politics, or things in the global macro space. The cryptocurrency aspect of it does seem like, well, you know, if I need to outperform everybody else, this is a place to do it. So I'm not going to get into the HODL thing, you know, hold on for dear life, or the misspelling of the word holding, and where that comes from. I'm not going to get into the different technical protocols, the different solutions that different cryptocurrencies offer or don't offer. I'm not going to get into that stuff, but it's in essence just a way to onboard the global macro space into cryptocurrency, so that when you're looking to play this market occasionally from time to time, maybe you want to add a little bit of alpha to the portfolio, or maybe you're tired of fighting for table scraps in the gold or S&P markets, and you're looking for some bigger moves. Maybe even you just are getting into trading and you want a market that you can get into and trade in the appropriate size. The interesting thing about Bitcoin, if you're trading spot, you don't have to own multiples of a single coin. So you don't have to go out and buy one Bitcoin at currently $79.98, so nearly $8,000 per coin. You can buy $20 worth of that coin. So when we talk about systematic trading, when we talk about building your algorithms, when we talk about going from a back test into a paper trading thing, into real life, into position sizing perfectly and accurately, the cryptocurrency space can give you, you can buy 0.7111381922 of a Bitcoin, as opposed to buying 7 whole contracts of the Bitcoin. So that's one of the advantages of the spot space, trading on spot. And so what's you know, great about that, that's 24/7, 365. You can also get some margin. So you can short sell the cryptos, which does, you know, is actually a pretty exciting thing. The funding rate is kind of high, but there's money to be made in the trading side, the directional trading side. There are derivative tools. There is API access to connect algos to. There is, you can margin and short sell this these different things. So those that are extremely bearish on crypto, and with as much swagger about it, feel free to go ahead and take up short positions in crypto. Honestly, if you are that bearish on it, I shorted crypto. I did fine. I've been trading crypto for the last number of years. I've been long and I've been short. It works out. There is plenty of opportunity to make money on the short side and the long side. It just so happens that the long side tends to be really impressive and gathers all the news. But you can make money. I shorted all through 2017. I'm a trader though, so I'm long, I'm short. I'm long, I'm short. I'm long, I'm short. I shorted Bitcoin last week. Had a nice little profit. I'm long again. That's how trading is. Not just that single narrative from 6 months ago. We're like, yeah, I'm buying Bitcoin. Well, that could very well be you sell Bitcoin the next day, right? So some of the other benefits to trading on exchanges, the spot markets as opposed to regulated exchanges. Now, obviously, I'm talking about people who are individual traders or have the capability to trade on these exchanges due to lack of regulation. Regulations. There you go. A lot of managers are not able to get access to this market. So luckily, there is the Bitcoin futures on the CME exchange, and you can access the market that way. I'll get into that shortly. But trading cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, let's say the top 10 market cap cryptocurrencies, there's a lot of volume, and the volume is enough to trade. Interesting thing about Bitcoin is it's an e or in cryptocurrency, it's an easy way. If you're a trader, it's an easy way with a good system. It's an easy way to accumulate a lot of money quickly and do it well because you can position size excellently, which I've mentioned. There's a lot of downside to the crypto space because there is a tremendous amount of manipulation that has happened on these exchanges. And that carries over into the CME futures too. It's just going to do it since this is all the volume happens off the CME, or a good chunk of the volume happens off the CME. CME is going to trade off of what's happening. So you can have these periods where another coin comes on and gets a big contingent of important developers, software developers who are behind it, and they could come in and look to take over Bitcoin's dominance. And that happened about a year and a half ago with Bitcoin Cash. Then there are a lot of people claiming to be the creator of Bitcoin. There are other founders of other currencies that have that a single tweet can change everything. It's a very interesting market. So there's a lot of opportunity in there. You can take the fundamental approach and just look, maybe go like supply side. How much is in supply? They have a lot of really cool data. You can see how many people are short, how many are long. You can get into the actual algorithms and pull that out, not the algorithms, the API, into the data and pull it out and create very interesting graphics. So if you're if you're into data, you're using R or Python, you're able to pull that data and crunch it. You can come up with some interesting things that you look at modern markets and what is so hard and proprietary to make happen in on the S&P, for example. You can do easily in the cryptocurrency markets. You can trade chart-based. You can trade volume-based. You could go into the order book and just crunch through the order book and get a good idea of like I've seen spoofing in the order book. I've seen a lot of different things that we've seen over the years, but it happens all the time in the crypto space. A Saturday night, last night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we were down at I don't know, about 7,000, maybe 7,200 on Bitcoin. Right now, we're right at 8,000. We're pushing that 8,000 level again. So there's some big moves that happen in this space, and it happens not just during U.S. equity market hours, but 24/7. Getting caught up in the, I found that getting caught up in the narratives and a Twitter and all the different stuff that goes on in the crypto space is not all that useful to my trading. So I don't find that information is an advantage, though there is advantage in information for some people. For me personally, I don't find that having an informational advantage is an edge for my trading. If that's the sort of trader you are, it's available. There's a lot of information, so you can, think it through. There is a lot of game theory that is played out in the cryptocurrency space. So understand that a lot of the people in the cryptocurrency space are polymaths, are geniuses, are idiot savants even. Just beautiful minds that really understand math or chess or strategy or science or something in such a way that they're just, socially not all that great maybe, but they can play the game in the market so much better than other people, and they can really have some impressive results. So if you find yourself thinking, I'm not mentally challenged by the standard market, maybe getting into cryptocurrency might give you that, that mental challenge of dealing with a global 24/7 space that really is out there, and there is battle going on every single minute of every single day in this space. People are playing it, people are throwing big orders out there, and there's big margin out there. It's an interesting fun space. So that's kind of the general space. Now, what is really interesting was last Monday, Bitcoin futures had its highest volume day ever, which means that no longer is it a bunch of nerds, market ordering when some news comes out or goes out or something like that. That means people literally are logging into their trading platform, their trader workstation, their TradeStation, their Interactive Broker, their NinjaTrade, whatever it is, their Bloomberg's, and they're buying actual Bitcoin futures. These are traders. These are potentially fund managers that are, think about this as a fund manager. You have an uncorrelated asset class that you can throw into your pool of assets that doesn't trade like the dollar, doesn't trade like gold, doesn't trade like the bonds, doesn't trade like the S&P, doesn't trade like the yen, doesn't trade like Spanish debt. It trades in its own world. The correlation is not the same as it is in, with natty gas and crude. Like, you're really getting a diversified asset class. So if you're able to come in and throw a Bitcoin contract into your portfolio, suddenly you're looking at a different sort of asset class allocation that, when your LPs are coming to you asking, "Hey, are we in crypto?" You can say, "Yeah, now." That's something that wasn't very easy to do in the last big bull run of 2017, and the waning parts of 2018, the beginning part of 2018, as the bull market fell apart. When your LPs are coming to you, when family offices are coming to you and saying, "Well, we're looking to allocate to global macro fund, but we're looking for a little bit of, we're also looking for crypto exposure," or something like that. It's a very simple way to actually have that crypto exposure in the most liquid contract for cryptocurrency that exists on the CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So that is in and of itself a very big opportunity that is available to, well, anybody with a futures account that has a CME subscription or access to that. I know Interactive Brokers does. I know, TradeStation. I know a number of the bigger platforms in the United States have that Bitcoin future access to the CME Bitcoin futures contract. I actually know the creators of the CME Bitcoin futures contract. We talked extensively as they were building the contract back in 2018 about, what characteristics, what people are looking for, how we're gonna, how they're going to get that product up and running, and who's gonna do it. And now, as we move into this next bull phase, potentially of crypto, they're sitting quite proudly atop a beautiful product. So, some of the things that happen in crypto that you might want to pay attention to, a lot of things happen at conferences. So, if you are getting into the space, pay attention to different conferences that are happening. Oftentimes, nobody knows that these conferences are happening, and they end up happening, and they end up moving the market. So, if you're looking to be on top of what's happening, it's a different data source. You're not going to be able to get Dow Jones Newswires telling you a lot about what's going on in crypto. So you might need to get plugged into some different Facebook groups, some different Twitter accounts. A lot of stuff is passed over YouTube. If you're an information news person, then that's how you're going to get your data. You're not going to get your data, reading Bloomberg and Barron's. So it's kind of cool in that sense. You suddenly have a new world to be challenged by, a new, like, you can look at the code. And whereas typically people, fundamental investors would go through a 10K filing, you can actually go through the code and look at what things are and think through the results. So it's a different fundamental analysis. It's a different world. And sitting back and just, yelling at these damn millennials to get off your lawn, you look a lot like what, the people yelling at the younger traders in 1998, 99, 2000 were, when they were, buying Brocade and JDS Uniphase and Cisco and all those different ones. Let's see. Also, some of the challenges in the space is that there are a lot of people who, there's a lot of scams, as you'd expect. There are a lot of ways that people look to, I mean, getting hacked is a big thing, two-factor authentication, cold storage, all these different factors are very important if you are looking to. So as a trader, you tend to be on an exchange or using futures or something like that. So if the exchange gets hacked, you're in trouble. Whereas if you're trading the futures contract, it's not actually the actual product itself, so you can't get your private key hacked and removed. That stuff all probably doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but as you get into the crypto world as a trader, you start ha you understand you give up some security for the benefit of being on an exchange, or it's the same thing. You give up some risk by being on the CME, trading on the CME exchange. Because you're closed on Friday and you open for business Sunday afternoon, you can have a, like we have right now, a 10% move before Chicago opens. So what happens as soon as Chicago opens, maybe we get a big, like the, people have to catch up. So they're buying big on the open if they don't have access to this. So that could cause another spike. But if, maybe you're looking to add cryptocurrency to be a uncorrelated asset class in a long-term portfolio. In that case, then you want to look at how to store that cryptocurrency safely, in custodian accounts or in cold storage or in, on different devices. There a lot of different ways. There's a lot of different security features, benefits, and bugs out there. But being, being the mindset of like I can learn this and I can figure this out. Everything is learnable. That is absolutely the crypto space. You come in with an institutional research team and you start moving into the crypto space. There's a lot of opportunity to really dominate there. There's been some people that have done it, but you bring the rigors of a standard market and you start teaching people to, let's say you work with a lot of developers and algo developers, traders. Getting them on board and getting into the space to analyze a new, analyze the code and create algorithms to trade off of the code as opposed to their quarterly earnings report or, you know, news feeds or price action in the book. Like there's some really cool ways to go about that. I'm going to spend some time analyzing. I'm going to start doing some crypto analysis. I'm going to spend a lot of time on the space. I really enjoy trading the space. So maybe I'll spin off a new podcast specifically for crypto. There's so many different opportunities to focus there. I know a lot of people in the space. I'd be happy to get them on the podcast and interview, and maybe, you know, we start moving down a spin-off crypto macro ops type of product, you know, whether it's a YouTube channel or email or a podcast or whatnot. But the space is extremely important to me as a trader because it is wide open to trade. As a, you know, portfolio manager, I can see the big benefits of having an uncorrelated asset class and a way to play the some global macro and or, you know, geopolitical issues around the world. So reach out to me, Christy Macro on Twitter, Christy Macro on Instagram, and chris@macro-ops.com. You know, I've been trading for 20 years. This is what I do. So I'm not coming at the crypto space as some, you know, some kid who, no, nothing against people who are just starting the space, but I've actually had a lot of experience trading over the years, and I still see that crypto is the best place to be getting massive returns while everybody else is fighting for other returns. So I still focus on the other markets. I'm still managing portfolios in other markets, but this is a big focus for me. So again, reach out if you have any questions. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, or my email. Let's see how everybody does in the crypto space over the next little while. Maybe we're actually going to have another bull run. Who knows?